from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
You know, that's baseball, Susan. Baseball. I love baseball, Tiki. Yes. I love baseball.
Yes, I know.
I know you know that. There's a myriad of reasons why baseball is such a great sport. Something football can't do, basketball can't do, hockey can't do. In baseball, you could think it's the end of the world one day. You could walk around your job, text your friends, and say, this team sucks. This team doesn't know how to win. This team can't get a big hit. And yesterday, around these parts, that was the opinion a lot of Yankee fans had. And I understand why. They were coming off of a very, very, very bad loss to the Cleveland Guardians. A loss that really showed you all of the warts and the flaws and the concerns that you may have as a New York Yankee fan. And so being angry yesterday was totally fair. Mm-hmm. I get it. I understand it. I feel you. And then within 24 hours, you could think to yourself, nobody's beating us. Because the New York Yankees responded in just the last 24 hours with two pretty damn good pitching performances. Hello, Nestor Cortez. Hello, Gerrit Cole. We see Aaron Judge continue to show you he's Barry Bonds without the steroids.
Yep.
Anthony Volpe has awoken. Gleyber Torres continues to hit the ball well. Giancarlo Stanton reminds you that he's the protection that is needed. And the Yankees spank a team that's supposed to be a peer-tier team. And so, Yankee fans, you don't get this in the other sports. You could go from the perils of depression 24 hours ago on what you think of this team to thinking you're the kings of the world, because after watching the last two games, why would you think you're the king of the world?
Well, I mean, that is baseball, but it is also the Yankee fan. The Yankee fan doesn't have space in their emotional patience meter to have a bad day.
Emotional patience meter.
They can't have a bad day. If you have a bad day, it's the end of the world. It's we stink. We have no shot. Everybody sucks. The manager needs to be fired. Why didn't Cashman give us XYZ at the trade deadline? Mm. It just happens when you lose. But the rational Yankee fan realizes everything that you just said, that guess what? There is some protection behind Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. Giancarlo Stanton may not be perfect. He may be getting a little bit older. But every now and then, you throw him a pitch, he's going to hit it a long way. Right? And this is without, like Verdugo playing well. No. This is without, which we'll have another conversation about at some point. This is without Volpe, you know, finally getting back on track. Right? This is without Jazz Chisholm being in the lineup right now. So, like, it's just really hard to be patient when you expect your team to just start running and start churning and start winning all the games that you're supposed to win, even if a peer-tier team like the Guardians are actually pretty damn good.
No, they are. They're okay. Yankees beat them twice this season. They beat them in Cleveland earlier this year, won a series there. Mm-hmm. They just won a series in the Bronx. I think what also happens is that when you're a fan, you think of the good and you think of the bad. And then when you watch the bad right in front of your eyes, like we all witnessed two nights ago, Tuesday night at Yankee Stadium, mm-hmm. the bad of not being able to get a big hit,
yeah.
the bad of the offense disappearing, the bad of the dumb mental mistakes that they made over the course of that game, the bad of not seeing good base running, hello Trent Grisham. When you see that bad, it's an easy reminder of October's of past.
Yeah, but
it's an easy reminder of, okay, this is how things are going to go badly for your team. I think what we witnessed the last 2 days, Teak, is the complete opposite, which is if this team's going to go on a deep playoff run, which they're capable of,
yep.
this is how they're going to do it. They're going to do it because they have an offensive player that you can't pitch to. Like, you literally cannot pitch to Aaron Judge. And so the Guardians tried both ends of things. They said, okay, well, we'll try to pitch to you in a 0-0 game in the fourth inning.
Right.
And Aaron Judge said, oh, no, no, you can't do that.
Mistake.
Deposits it into the right field seats. And then in the fifth inning, in a 1-0 game, the Guardians said, okay, well, we can't pitch to you, especially when we fall behind 2-0. And then Austin Wells, let's not forget him, sack fly. And Giancarlo Stanton remind you, you can't do that. Plus, Gerrit Cole battles through control issues. The Yankees shut out Cleveland. Like, we saw all the bad two nights ago, Teak, all the things that keep Yankee fans up at night.
Yes.
And I think over the last day and a half, we've seen all the things that make you think this yeah. team well, can win it all.
You know what also is good about this is that maybe... just maybe, like Mindy was listening to you, moving Vientos up to the two hole.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Aaron Boone is actually listening to you as well.
What'd I do?
You said that Austin Wells had to be in this lineup
two days
in a row.
That is true.
And the last time we were on air together, actually, no, it was probably Monday. I think it was earlier in the week.
Yeah.
We were talking about Austin Wells probably not playing after a night game and in a day
yes,
game. And guess what Austin Wells did?
Yeah.
He was in the lineup twice. And by the way, that's important.
Yes.
Because it's part of what you're talking about.
Yes.
Right? It's having that consistency in this lineup and the length in this lineup so that it gets daunting for opposing pitchers. And if you have a couple of batter flaws through that little section of your pitching stint, you're going to get punished.
Yeah.
That's what the Yankees have to do. That's how they have to win. And if they're not doing that, we scream and yell like we did 2 days ago.
That's right. You know what? I forgot. You're welcome. I think Aaron Boone may have had a moment the other night. He used Austin Wells as a pinch hitter. Austin Wells looked great off the bench, hit one off the top of the fence. That's when Trent Grisham had his head squarely up his ass and then just missed a home run a few innings later,
yes.
Courtesy of a great catch in right field. I think Aaron Boone probably sat there with an epiphany in his head, which is, I have to play this kid every day.
Yep.
I don't care if there's a lefty on the mound, I'm going to play him. I don't care if it's a day game after night game, I'm going to play him. I'll tell you another reason why it was impressive he played him today. A forgotten about reason. Gerrit Cole loves Jose Trevino.
Mm-hmm.
He's got great chemistry with him. But you know what else Gerrit Cole can do? He's so freaking good, he could pitch to anybody.
Right.
And at the end of the day, if Austin Wells is his catcher, he'll find a way to make it work. So I do think that's a very important adjustment because Austin Wells, shockingly enough, is the fourth or fifth hitter, depending on who you're facing, that the Yankees have needed. I mean, all season long, we were like, who should be their cleanup hitter and fifth place hitter, especially with Giancarlo out? And the answer is Austin Wells. But I thought what was very cool about today, first of all, great job by BT. Let me just point that out. Your old partner.
Yes.
I really thought he did a great job the last 2 days. I listened to a lot of it,
and that's
especially
the first time
today.
He's done this. I mean, obviously, these two games. He's never done that before, right? I know he's done it for college baseball
right.
because he used to go down to Carolinas and call some games for college, but this is the first time he's done it for the Yankees.
For
right?
an MLB and a Yankee game? Absolutely.
I mean, kudos to BT.
And he well also, and you know, here's the best part, and I'm sure Brandon's thinking this, and I'll give him all the credit. They're 2-0 with him. The Yankees have allowed one run. We all think that way, but honestly, I thought he did a great job. That's not an easy gig, and he did beautifully over the last 2 days. But here's the other thing. We got to see all the aspects. The tiny aspects that you people out there, Yankee fans, like to just minimize all the time on why you're good. You know, you forget about that. It's about bitching about Cashman,
mm-hmm.
bitching about the lineup, bitching about this. This team stinks. That team stinks. You touched on it earlier. We should have done this at the trade deadline. We should have done this in February. Look, you may be right about a lot of those criticisms, but let's not forget who this team is. And one of the aspects of this team that maybe you forgot about is Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
Because what Gerrit Cole did today was really impressive. I've always felt this way as a geeky baseball fan. He didn't have much. He didn't have great command. And he battled. He walked five guys on this game. He didn't have the sharpest stuff, and yet he found a way through trouble. He gave up a leadoff hit to Stephen Kwan that was hit a million miles an hour, and after that, he gave up nothing. He was able to fight through trouble. And when the New York Yankees get to the postseason and they're facing maybe it's Baltimore, maybe it's Houston, maybe it's this Cleveland team, maybe it's Minnesota, Kansas City, they have themselves a legitimate, bona fide, big stones ace. Let's not forget Gerrit Cole. And then the other aspects we talked about. A guy you can't pitch to in Aaron Judge. A Gleyber Torres who had a great day, man. The guy saw like a million different pitches. He's also hit over the last month. The Yankees reminded you today of all the things that they can do that make them potentially very special.
And it's funny because with all of this, we haven't even said Juan Soto's name yet.
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto's. They didn't even come up yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you got Juan Soto as well.
You know why? Because he had a quiet day.
He did have a quiet day, but it's still, it's funny because I've been asked a lot about the Yankees and the Mets. And the Mets feel fun. But it feels fun because it's so uncertain.
Mm.
It's like, I don't know what I'm getting each day. Right? You could have Little League era field of errors like we saw 2 days or 3 nights ago. Or you could have walk-offs like we saw with Francisco Alvarez and then with Jesse Winkler. So they're entertaining but not always, good entertainment.
You know what the difference
is? It's like negative entertainment and positive entertainment. It's just always entertaining.
Well, I think the difference between that fun and the Yankees is a simple E word. It's called expectation.
Yes. Well, it's expectation, but it's also with the Yankees, you know that some of these guys are just really damn good.
Mm.
You're not even questioning. I guess with Lindor, you're starting to not even question it anymore because he's spectacular. And now that you hear all the stuff behind the scenes that we don't even know about, people are talking about with him as teammates, you realize how special Francisco Lindor actually is. But with Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and Gerrit Cole, you look at these guys and they're the best at what they do in the league.
Mm.
And they're yours. So you almost take it for granted how amazing they are.
No, I definitely.
And so you're entertained by it, but you kind of expect it.
Well, you know what I think the other thing is, and it's something that you can't control in the middle of August.
Mm.
You think about October because that's the bar. That's the expectation. And
Can't do that, though, man.
You
got to just stay right here.
You got to live in the moment. You're right. And that's a great, fortune cookie, and it's great advice, but we have a tough time doing that. Like, a big part of why Tuesday night's loss to Cleveland was so bothersome to Yankee fans. The reason that Yankee fans called this radio station all day, even to when I was on at 2 o'clock, because think about it, if now it's 15 hours after the game was over, angry and pissed off and worried, is because they're thinking about those failures popping its ugly head in October. And so, unfortunately, what we do and what Yankee fans do is you're always thinking about, well, what happens in October? I thought what was refreshing over the last 2 days is you faced a team you may play in October. And you reminded us, Yankee fans, the Guardians themselves, these are the reasons on how you can beat that team in October. This is why you should believe in them. So here's my question to Yankee fans, especially if you are at this game on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We have heard so much negativity over the last couple of days and weeks. A lot of it warranted. Based on their struggles.
Right.
Do you feel better? Do you believe in this team? Or, because if you don't, that's fine. Call on in and say, you know what, Ev? They still suck. You know what, Tiki? Cashman's still an idiot. That's fine if you feel that way, but I'm curious. Did these two wins, because of how they did it and because of who they did it against, they didn't just win two games against the Chicago White Sox. They didn't just win two games against the Tampa Bay Rays. They won two games against a team that you may well see come October. So to the Yankee fan out there, are you cleansed just a little bit? The toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Is there a part of you that says, you know what? I do believe in this team. I do believe Aaron Judge has a huge October, even though he hasn't had that yet as a Yankee. I do believe that Giancarlo Stanton is the protection that you wish you had when you were a teenager and you have right now. Like, does it make you feel like I could put Gerrit Cole up against any other ace in the American League? Do you feel better? Or do you still expect doom? Do you still expect the offense to disappear in October? Do you still expect the starting pitching to be lousy, even though Nestor Cortez is now giving you back-to-back really good starts? Do you still expect Clay Holmes to implode on the mound? Do you still expect Aaron Boone to all of a sudden become an idiot? where do you feel? Because I don't know, sitting here on a beautiful Thursday afternoon, I started to envision how and why this team could win the whole freaking thing.
You have to, because you start looking at everybody else. Houston, who the Yankees dominated this year, they're sitting atop the West. Other than that, are you worried? I mean, you're worried a little bit, but are you really about Seattle?
Wow, they just fired their manager.
Yeah. Right, seriously, are you worried about them? I don't really think so. Houston, you dominated already this year, so maybe that's exercise. Cleveland, you just won a series after winning the series earlier in the season. Kansas City, they're not right. They're not quite ready yet.
Tiki,
this is what people should be doing.
Yeah, a few days ago, you and I did that briefly. Mm-hmm. We were sitting at Giant Camp, and we went through some of the playoff opponents.
That's right.
And very briefly said, you afraid of this team? Would you beat this team? And I spoke to a Yankee fan that night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Evan, Tiki, I want to make something very clear. I'm not afraid of any of those teams. But you know what I'm afraid of?
Yourself.
Myself.
Yes.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Not afraid of the Orioles.
Yeah.
Not afraid of the Guardians.
I can see why the fan feels that way.
Yes.
But I think this Yankee team, unlike, let's say, 2022, when they won 100 games, right? Mets were 101, Yankees were 100 games, and they just crapped it in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
This team feels like I have a Juan Soto, right? Who doesn't matter. We've seen him perform in the postseason.
Yeah, we have.
So
not for the Yankees.
Not for the Yankees, but is it a Yankee thing, or is it an individual player? Like, well, you know Juan Soto's going to show up. You know Gerrit Cole, save that one postseason game. He's been fantastic in the postseason.
Right.
So I know what we're saying. I fear ourselves. But do you really? Are you just fear the circumstances that the Astros, as our daddy for so long, put us in? And I think we've exercised that.
Yeah, I have this weird feeling that we are going to hear a bunch of positivity from Yankee fans right now, coming off the heels of these back-to-back wins. Let's see if I'm right. Don in Old Bridge, New Jersey, you positive Yankee fan, you feeling good, you smelling the roses?
Hello, hey, you guys hear me?
Yep, we got you, Don.
Hey, yeah, so guys, my quick take on this is the Yankees in this series face two really poor pitchers, okay? So, and most of their runs and RBIs and the bulk of their scoring are from two guys, one of which gets walked basically every other game.
Okay.
The only optimistic takeaway I'm taking from this is the pitching looked great, and I agree with you. Cole's a stud. He's a horse for the playoffs. But you're going to see a completely different pitching staff, especially from this team in the playoffs, and I'm really worried about how they're going to manufacture runs with
this
offense.
There you go. No positivity. Gavin Williams stinks. Some guy named Cantillo stinks. They are too reliant on Aaron Judge. All of this was a facade. I guess I'm wrong. At least I'm 0 for 1. 14 runs in the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, doesn't really count. Did it against crappy starting pitching? Hold on a second. I'm feeling like if I try a second caller here in this opening segment, we'll definitely get positivity. I just can feel it. Jim in Fairfield, Connecticut. Jim, you must be a positive Yankee fan.
Hey, Ev, how you doing today? Listen, I was at the game Tuesday night, and I was so disgusted with what was going on there.
Sure.
And really, I walked away from there in the 10th inning, and I'm just like, how did they not win the game in the 10th inning?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some serious, serious problems with the managerial moves. with this team.
Here we go. It's always got to be something.
And you know what? I just think that, like, that's the biggest crutch of this team is really the manager just doesn't pull the right strings. I mean, they've got good players, if you guys have been talking about.
Sure.
Right? They got good players, good pitching. Although Heal was pretty bad that night. Mm-hmm. I mean, they should have taken him out earlier when they first went to the mound.
Right. Yeah. So, well, now we know why, but.
Well, okay, so here's what I will say to ease your concerns about the manager. By the way, 0 for 2, even after a great Yankee victory. I guess some Yankee fans still see the garbage.
Two great victories.
Two great Yankee victories. If you play a game at home, and you're not going to want to play this game because you're probably not going to know the answer, and I don't blame you. If you start thinking about who the managers are in the American League postseason.
Hmm.
Right, we know about Aaron Boone. We talk about him all the time. But if you start thinking to yourself, who is the manager of the Cleveland Guardians? They just played them. His name is Stephen Vogt. You've talked about this a lot. Terry Francona's not there.
Yep.
Can you tell me what the hell Stephen Vogt has done as a manager in the postseason? Well, the answer is he's never managed in the postseason.
Right. First time.
Not his fault, but that's the case.
It's the reality.
Remember your daddy, the Houston Astros? Dusty Baker ain't there anymore. A.J. Hinch ain't there anymore. Joe Espada's there. Can you tell me what he's done in the postseason?
Probably nothing either.
Well, he hasn't had a chance yet, so he's done nothing. The Kansas City Royals, there's no way anyone knows who that manager is, but it's a guy by the name of Matt Quartaro. I'm not trying to rip these guys.
Right. I honestly don't think I've heard that name.
That's fine. Matt Quartaro has never even been to a playoff game, let alone manage one. So when you start, Brandon Hyde with the Orioles, he's done a great job. You know how many postseason games he's won? The same as me.
Hmm.
So for all the fear about Aaron Boone's an idiot, he's going to find a way to blow it. Guess what? He's managed more games than basically every other postseason manager combined.
Yes.
So he's got the experience edge.
He does, but it's almost, you almost start to feel, well, they don't know any better. They don't know what they are doing wrong. Therefore, they're not self-fulfilling negativity.
Right.
And so they have a better shot because they haven't had much experience.
That's right.
I mean, Hyde does. He was manager of the year a year ago.
And by the way, Rocco Baldelli does, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, great. And don't get, did you just say Pat Boyle, who's doing a great job already? Did you say Alex Cora? Did you whisper Alex Cora's name?
No, Rami did.
Rami, did you whisper Alex Cora's name?
I did.
You think his ass is seeing the playoffs this year?
Yes.
No shot. The Royals, the Twins, the Guardians, the Astros, the Yankees, and the Orioles. Now, by the way, if Alex Cora does see the postseason, then everything I just said is wrong.
What are they, 3.5?
Yes.
3.5 out?
Yeah, they're not making it.
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, if that's the case, then the point I just made gets deleted. You see this stat up on SN1 right now?
Uh-huh.
How about this? Today was the first time in Yankee history, and the Yankees have been around for a very long time, where they gave up a leadoff hit and then none the rest of the game.
Wow.
That's kind of nuts. That's actually courtesy of Sarah Langs, who's like one of the greatest followers on Twitter, loves baseball, and always comes up with great information. I always find, like, if that stat was released to us about the Mets, I'd say, oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's about the Yankees, it's even crazier because you understand they've been around since they were the Baltimore Orioles for one year.
And they've had some hellified pitchers.
Yeah.
So, and this is what, three pitchers? Did Tonkin come in at the end? I didn't watch this.
Yeah, Michael Tonkin cleaned up at the end. It was Gerrit Cole for the first three pitchers. Yeah.
That was it.
One hit,
three pitchers.
In fact, something has just popped into my head. One hit? Against the team formerly known as the Cleveland Indians? Only one hit? Does that make you...
That's all we got. One goddamn hit?
You can't say goddamn on air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
One of the great lines in movie history, of course, that is Major League.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the great Bob Uecker, also known as something Doyle.
Harry Doyle.
Harry Doyle. Oh, man.
That's a good pull there, Pat.
Yeah.
Well, it had it on the YouTube
clip. Oh, got it. I was going to say.
But also, half the people I meet call me Doyle. So.
So that you're very familiar with him.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I know we're a little bit late, and I promised that we'd be early for this, but this is Pat Boyle's big opportunity.
It is.
He's not only producing this radio program, but he was promised a Cinco de Fivo. So, ladies and gentlemen, a Cinco de Fivo evente.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
All right, guys, and Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. So, Evan, after your open and a couple of negative Yankee fans, today's Cinco de Fivo is the top five reasons why the Yankees will win the World Series.
There you go.
Going all the way to the end.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Rip it, Rami.
Let's hear it.
Number five.
They are resilient. I know the Mets get the word resilient thrown around them, because we all declared their season over in May and like four other times. But, it's the second half Yankees. They fooled us all in the first half. This team isn't built to handle injuries. Aaron Boone says the same stuff all the time when they lose. And on top of it, let me point you to the two most difficult parts of the second half for the Yankees. They get smacked in the teeth by your New York Mets, then lose the next game to the Red Sox. That was exactly a month ago. How do they respond? They beat Boston in that wacky extra innings game, beat them again the next day. Then they sweep the Phillies. And now just the last few days, shut out by the Tigers on Saturday, lose a heartbreaker Sunday night, lose a heartbreaker Tuesday. How do they respond? Two back-to-back dominant wins against one of the best teams in the American League. And no, Wario, a.k.a. Josh Naylor, didn't get to rock any babies.
I like that. That's good for a start.
I like that.
Good start.
Good start.
Number four.
The Yankees have Gerrit Cole. And don't look now, but after hearing Gerrit Cole was washed and he peaked and his Cy Young days were long behind him, Gerrit Cole has completely dominated hitters in the month of August, even on a day like today where he doesn't have his best stuff. Here's his month of August stats. 23 innings, 3 earned runs. That's a 1.17 ERA for the bozos who can't do math. And back-to-back starts, 6 innings of shutout, cram it up your cram hole baseball. So Cole will be dominant in October, and the Yankees should win any game he steps on the slab in the postseason.
Nice.
I like that. I like that. All right.
Number 3.
Yankees also have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Don't let me tell you about how all the stats comparing them to Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth, best OPS plus by 2 teammates since baseball was invented. never to be matched again in the late 20s, early 30s. These guys are absolute problems in the lineup. They hit next to each other. Soto's hitting 300. Judge is hitting 334. They've got 84 home runs and 211 RBIs combined between them. So they're putting up numbers and OPSs that are putting Shohei freaking Ohtani to shame.
Yeah.
They love each other. And on top, they can't stop talking about how, he's the best hitter on the planet. No, he's the best hitter on the planet. So they've got synergy. And you know what? They've got chemistry. You want to pitch to Juan Soto? You bleep you, pay me. You want to walk Soto and pitch to Judge? Bleep you, pay me. You want to walk both of them? Okay, well, that was a problem until reason number 2 why the Yankees are going to win the World Series.
Right. Number 2.
They finally have protection for Aaron Judge. Somebody hitting behind Judge can finally hit a freaking baseball. Long gone are the days where J.D. Davis was hitting cleanup for this team. I know it was for like 3 games. But still, J.D. Davis hit cleanup for the Yankees in a freaking baseball game this year. Ben Rice had a nice little stretch. Don't want to take away any credit from Ben Rice.
He's young.
He's out of the cleanup spot. And Verdugo, the guy who's literally allergic to his batting gloves and his tattoos, is not hitting in the cleanup spot. Austin Wells, who is the second coming right now of Johnny Bench over the last month and a half. He's at a 900 OPS since the All-Star break. He is red hot. And then, depending on if it's a lefty or a righty, and depending on what day that Aaron Boone decides he wants to, apply some data in the lineup, Giancarlo Stanton is hitting cleanup. Mm. And Stanton once again proved today how dangerous he is. He hit a pitch that was at his ankles on the other side of the batter's box, and he hit it 425 feet.
Jesse Winkler-esque.
Yes, so
Winker.
The Yankees finally have protection for Judge. You can't just pitch around them and get everybody else out.
All right, get to number one. I'm curious.
Number one.
The number one reason that the Yankees will win the World Series, everybody else in baseball stinks. There's no good teams.
That's a good point.
Nobody's great. Everybody's mediocre. The Yankees were basically went 8-20 in the month of June and July or after the All-Star break, and they're still the top of the American League. They're a game behind the Dodgers for the best record in baseball. I'm supposed to be scared of the Baltimore Orioles, like you were saying, Evan? Mm. They don't have a closer. They've tried 3 different closers already. They have no pitching. Half their starting rotation has been hurt the entire year. I'm supposed to be scared of this Guardians team who we just saw. They can't hit the freaking baseball. And then everybody in the West, the Mariners just fired their manager. The Astros, the big bad Astros. They stink. And I'm not scared of anybody in the National League either because they've all been a bunch of 500 baseball clubs for the last 2 months.
Nice.
That was some sink. Are you okay over there?
They should let you host shows.
It's my well,
I'll tell well you, done. Man.
That was well researched.
Well, I was going to say, he had more research in that Cinco than Sean and Lugie combined over the last 2 years.
I tell you.
I mean, that was very, very impressively done.
The numbers back the arguments.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm thinking to myself.
That allows you to make the argument.
Oh, no doubt.
You have a reason, not just an emotion.
Look, baseball's crazy. And I think that one thing we've all realized is that you got to get hot at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
But every reason that Pat Boyle just laid out, like, you can't argue with.
No.
Are you going to argue with the fact that Soto and Judge are amazing? You're going to argue with the fact that Gerrit Cole, if I'm making a list of the best starting pitchers in all of baseball going into the postseason, him and Corbin Burns are very close at the top, so I'll definitely say that's a great showdown, but I'm not taking Seth Lugo over Gerrit Cole. I'm not doing that. At this point, I'm not taking Justin Verlander over him, despite what he's done in the postseason. So you've got either the best pitcher in baseball or the second best pitcher in baseball. And here's the other thing that you touched on that I do want to go a little deeper in. Does anyone realize that the New York Yankees, and I don't think this means anything, but I want to point it out because sometimes this is used against the Yankees earlier this season. You know, the Yankees have kind of kicked ass against other teams that are going to make the postseason.
Uh-huh.
Their record against teams above 500 is the best in Major League Baseball, number one. And if you look at how they've done against everybody, you know, it's not winning records against everybody, but overall, like how they've done against other playoff teams, they've done very well. Again, I don't think it matters once you get to October, but it's a reminder that they have shown you here in the regular season, yeah, they could beat the Cleveland Guardians.
Now all it's got to do is translate.
That's
it. It's got to translate to the next season.
That's it.
That's all that matters.
That's it. It's a very good Cinco there, Pat. Excellent
good
work.
Good job, Pat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.